DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Yes, I've started recording, so hopefully this goes well and I can do it.
Well, if it doesn't, I mean, it just means that you, me, and Big Jim can have a nice conversation and fuck everybody else.
You bastards.
Yeah, feckin' jerks.
So, admit. Hi, Jim.
I know C.
Can you hear us? Hello?
Turn your volume up.
Oh, he's connecting right now.
Hello.
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 All right.
Good sir.
All right. Now I can see what I look like.
There you are.
Sexy as ever. It's a beautiful leg.
That was a nice transition of just random floating about there, big guy.
That's
I'm
just
gonna
my
go
life.
Back into this mode because screw you guys. I like being in profile, not landscape.
Like Whistler's mother.
Damn right.
So,
if you can get your beard thicker.
Yeah, if I want to be Whistler's mother.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of things need to be thicker. So just
wow. Wow.
That is exactly what she said. Wow. All right.
Outside voice, just
that
no
needs
fucks
to be
given.
Thicker.
Zero fucks given at that point. Holy shit.
Zero fucks having if it's not thick enough.
Ooh,
damn.
The bar has been set. And the bar
is recording.
Thick.
I am recording, yes.
Samantha just coming out like a Tyson fight.
The super slugger round. Thick.
Ding. With five C's.
Ding, ding, motherfucker. It's about to be on.
Oh, man. Okay, so as you can tell, this is off the rails already because our fearful leader, James, is not here. So it's just the three of us degenerates. Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I'm Samantha.
I'm Dan.
I'm Big Jim, Degenerates Edition.
Emphasis.
The best kind around, damn it. The best kind.
We're the best around. I don't have anything specific to talk about, but I did want to talk about something that was kind of funny that was said to me today. As a lot of people who follow my Instagram, I'm trying to learn the ukulele. Mm-hmm. And I'll send like progress
beautiful
videos.
People.
Hello. I'll send progress videos to like my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother, and they're like, oh my God, that's so good. Because they have to say that to me because they love me.
Yeah.
I was talking to my mom today.
I send you a card once a year that says, happy birthday, Grandma. You owe me.
Yeah, right.
You love me.
I was talking to my mom today, and she was talking to my grandmother, and she goes, oh, I have a guitar I'm going to send to Sam because I think that'll be much better than that little thing she's playing with because I don't think she understands that they're two separate instruments. And I just thought it was really funny.
No.
Like the ukulele is the Lady Schwinn equivalent of like a Gibson.
No, it's a scooter model to a motorcycle.
Pretty much, yeah. Fender actually makes a ukulele, and one of their cheaper versions is only like $60, so I might pick that up.
Yeah, and Ibanez has an Iceman body one, and Dean makes a ML ukulele, and they're awesome. They're like stupid, but they're awesome.
Yeah, mine's just like from China. It's a spruce top, which is good. It has really good sound, but everything else kind of is like, it's just It's a beginner ukulele, and I'm still a beginner. I've only been playing for a month, so it's not like a big deal. I'm going to wait maybe a year, make sure that I stick with it before I get
some. It is a big deal. It is a very big deal.
Yeah, I want Samantha Stark doing Megadeth covers by the end of March.
Hangar 18 or nothing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's the plan. That the moment I, because James, we had Bryce on a couple weeks ago, and James was like, "What's everyone doing to stay sane?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm learning to play the ukulele." And then freaking Bryce sent me Metallica. Oh my gosh, which one was Master of Puppets? He sent me the chord sheet, and I'm like, "I don't even know how to read that yet."
Oh,
that's okay. I don't know how to read it either.
And I think
I've been playing instruments for a long time now, and I still don't know how to officially read music. I can kind of figure stuff out, but I've always been a play by ear kind of player. It's like I'll listen to a song, I'll hear the note, and it's like dun 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 dun. There it is. Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's where
find it and then go from
dun,
there.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh yeah, okay, that's where it is. And, cool.
And yeah. I would also say too that Cliff Burton wrote some notes for the bass that would be just finger twisting to try and pull off even on a ukulele.
I've seen people do some crazy stuff on a ukulele. Like, I had no idea this whole world existed, and I've followed so many new people on Instagram. I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
You should go on YouTube. There's quite a few ukulele video people out there. They play some amazing songs, and it's like, wow, okay, yeah, no, I'm down. I'm in. Here we go.
That's how I've been following along.
Let's just call these people what they are, carnies.
Pretty much. It's a freak show online.
You know, the all the internet is a giant carny festival.
Yeah, carny fest.
Let it be clear, though, I am not hating on carnies. I will.
I better not.
Dude, you can't hate your own kind, man. I mean, sincerely.
Thank you.
Tits like this can only be given to you on a steady diet of elephant ears and funnel cake.
Right? I'm with you, buddy.
It's the name of the episode. Tits like this can only be brought to you.
Tits like this brought to you by elephant ears, corn dogs, and cotton candy. Enjoy, fuckers.
Oh, when we pick a name of the episode, we're going to email it to James and be like, this is it. Don't ask questions. Just post it.
Just fucking get it out there. I don't even care. Now, I'm curious. Is he actually going to be posting the video chat, or is he just going to be posting the audio?
I don't know. I have no
more
idea.
More than likely, he'll just strip off the audio and put that up there. Because I think with a video, the file would be considerably larger. Plus, if you had to make any edits and whatnot.
The videos might also be a Patreon-only thing in the future, so I'm not sure. Because I think when we do the...
they're paying for this? Oh, man.
Poor people. I think when we do the... movie debates, that's what we want to put on Patreon. So I'm not 100% sure, but so that's what I've been up to. Big Jim, do you play any instruments?
When I was in high school,
skin flute doesn't count, bud.
I said high school, not to this fucking day. And 2 minutes before I came on to do the show, you're fucking welcome. Yes, I washed my hands
for 20 seconds,
25, because you're worth it.
Oh, you're so good to us.
What a gentleman.
And it was a big load. It was everywhere. I mean, the ceiling, the TV, the parakeets are traumatized.
Okay, anyway,
still living at mom's house, in case anyone was curious.
It's where it all started, bro.
When I was in high school, I was in the playing the piano. Now, somebody could have tried to teach me, and I think a few people did, but I couldn't get it. So I just would fuck around with the piano, and I learned how to play a couple of songs like Open Arms. I could play for a while, the Simpsons theme, some Beethoven, some other classical pieces. Not all of it, just like little chunks of it. And from that, I would sort of like piece together my own kind of like weirdness and whatnot, and then I got a keyboard, so I just would fuck around with it. I was like Gene from Bob's Burgers, only I couldn't afford the batteries to carry that thing around. I would have been a heartbeat. I'd have carried around that fucking Yamaha, like, just 20-pound nightmare.
I love Gene. Aw. Yeah. I can picture you as Gene as a little kid.
With fart noises at the back, like 10 keys, you know, just because it's like ding, 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 ding.
I like in the early episodes, like early, like episode 2 or 3, when he samples his grandparents having sex, and it's like, ah, 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 ah. Ah.
That's what it was made for.
No. It's all good.
But unfortunately, I never did master any instrument. I wanted to. I wanted to learn the saxophone when I was in elementary school. I thought that would be... Because, I mean, being a child of, like, the late 80s, 90s, and what have you, there was, like, saxophone was everywhere. It was like, night court. It was on, like, a saxophone could be serious, it could be sexy, it could be dangerous, it could be funny. I mean, it was a lot of
different
things.
Bill Clinton played the sax.
All we got to say is the Lost Boys solo, bro.
Oh, yeah. The sax man lives. The sax man lives.
Just saying.
Have you guys heard Sexy Sax Man?
Hell yeah, sweaty, muscular sax man. I have that song on my iTunes, by the way.
Yeah, so love it. Ryan will play it every now and then just to get it stuck in my head, and I'm like, you're a dick.
Because I still be
game nights, too.
And then you lock him out of the house. I see how you work.
Yeah, we needed some. If you need to get, like, if you have a Waco situation and you want to psychologically torture them out of the house, just play that on a loop for hours.
That'll work. That'll work.
Yep. But yeah, I clarinet was one I always wanted to play.
The clarinet?
Yeah, I wanted to play the clarinet. I remember in school, they were like, this was like middle school. You'd go into the room and they would have all these instruments laid out, and the teachers were at like each station, music teachers. And you would just go up to the ones you're interested in and play a little bit, or, you know, just play around with the instruments with the teacher there. It was really cool. So I remember the teacher putting in a new reed and they sanitize, have to sanitize it between each one, of course, but put in a new reed so there's no spit on it. And, just,
which means he rubbed it on his shirt.
In the 90s, yes, that's absolutely.
There you go.
In the 90s, that's how sanitation works.
Yeah.
So, and he goes, okay, so he puts, so the clarinet goes up to my lips, and he goes, blow, and then he, and I was just really hard as a kid. So
you got your squeaker noises going, you know, the. Yeah.
That was really, so that was really cool. And then I wanted to play the drums. Like, I wanted to be musical, you know, and all my friends were, and I wanted to take piano lessons, but my parents were just like, no, you're going to play sports, and that's the only thing you're going to do, because my dad doesn't believe in the arts. So I never furthered my musical education, and that was really sad for me. So I'm really excited to be learning something now.
And you're killing it. So keep up with it. Don't let it ride. Just keep going. You're doing great. And again, for me, it's weird because, like, learning an instrument is something I always try to do. Like, I don't know if I have a way. Yes, I do. Yay.
Oh, I was going to say, are we going to get a demo?
So this is my project that I'm working on right now. I just put the first layer of clear coat on it. This was a wood cut that I did on a piece of linoleum, and then I stamped it onto the body.
That's awesome.
And I'm starting to get my clear coat for that. This is my 7-string Dean Dimebags Daryl fucking 7-string badass Razorback. This was one of my other projects that I was doing during quarantine, because this bass had been in an accident at the band house. A giant piece of retaining wall had fallen on top of it and cracked it. So what I did I filled the crack, and then I gold leafed it. And then I scraped off the scratches to the body, bondoed those back up to flat, and then I gold leafed them as well. I had to fix the back of the neck because it was bent out of shape and tweaked up pretty bad, had a lot of slivers, so I finally got that back up to functioning. And then I rewired it. My headstock for the BC Ridge, I carved this out and stamped it onto the body, or onto the headstock.
So can you explain what they look like to the audience so they get a better picture?
Yes, sorry. So my woodcut that I put onto my BC Rich Warlock body is Death and the Maiden. It's an old woodcut that's been around for forever. I carved it out of a piece of linoleum, and then I then took ink, stamped it onto the body of the guitar, and it's basically Death with a violin holding a lady's hand who looks genuinely disgusted. I sanded off the top part of the body and I dark stained it so it looks like really old, kind of beaten wood. So it has a very medieval feel to it. And then, yeah, drilled holes for the strings to go through the body, had to drill new set holes for the bridge. And, yeah, like I said, now I'm clear coating it to keep all my shit the way I wanted it. But, yeah, as it is, when it comes to my stuff, I mean, that's my Racco guitars. Jesus. I got a bass, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 electric guitars, 2 acoustics, 1 nylon, 1 steel. Those are my ukuleles up on the wall. I have a purple one for my wife that's strung left-handed because she's a psychopath. And then there's mine, which is Cordoba. Over here, I got Odin, which is my flying V that I made for my father in memoriam.
Oh,
that
man.
I actually put a gem between the pickups that actually contains some of his ashes. And I called it Odin because it's the All-Father. And back there hiding up against the wall is my banjo. In the case is my 12-string acoustic, my janky Casio keyboard I got from Toys R Us.
Love
it. And then over in the corner, back on my workbench, because it still needs to be worked on, is my clarinet that doesn't work.
Awesome.
So copious amounts of noisemakers.
What all exactly do you play?
Primarily, I play guitar. I'm most proficient at guitar over anything. But if you're good at guitar, you're good at bass by almost default. Yeah. Bass was my first instrument, so I learned how to slap and things like that. Bass. But slap it to bass.
Had to.
Yeah, so I mean, and then I got a cello over in the corner that I'm working on. But primarily, I'm a guitar player. I would say if I was to pick a secondary instrument that I'm okay at, I would say it's piano. Banjo is still something I'm getting used to. And so is flute. Flute's so something that I'm having a hard time with.
Oh, that's cool. What is Josie?
That's awesome.
Josie plays the flute. And I've been trying to get her to learn how to play bass. And thanks to Rocksmith.
That's the name of the show right there. That's the name of the show.
Josie plays the flute?
Yeah.
Very well. Yep. Very well. She is very proficient at the flute.
Would it be possible, Danny, to get a demo? Could you play something for us?
No, sure.
Already this is a better podcast than what James hosts, so.
Well, obviously.
Shots fired.
Bow, bow!
Let me give it a second here. Let me see what I can do for kind of propping my rig up here.
If you wanted to make it even sicker, maybe Samantha could accompany on ukulele.
And
I'll join in with skin flute because I am still quite proficient and it is tuned. I know that for a fact.
Fine-tuned machinery, right, Big Jim? Fine-tuned.
Usually takes about 20 minutes to tune it properly.
All right. Let's see if I can make
tune it to completion.
I mean, crescendo.
So this is Genova.
Building in crescendo.
She's my pride and joy, as Stevie Ray Vaughan would put it.
Oh.
That's gorgeous. She
pretty.
Take a picture of that and we'll put it on Facebook.
Yep. No, she is, she was thanks to my father. He basically donated this to me when he passed. And yeah, I've never really gone back. So, let's see, new projects, because unfortunately right now I don't really have a good amp to speak of, so I'm just going to pipe you through my computer,
cool.
Which means I need to go with some distortion, because, well, metal. Because metal.
While Danny's working on that, I just wanted to say, Samantha, for your Father's Day gift ideas, coming up, since he doesn't believe in the arts, I think every year you should get him like passes to a museum exhibit or tickets to a show, you know, or just a musical instrument just every year.
Here's something cultural, you dickwad.
That would be acceptable.
That would, all the card would say every year.
Dick Enjoy.
Dick More art,
you fuckwad.
How well can you hear that?
It started off good, and then it kind of went underwater. There you go.
Because guitar stores say no.
Stairway.
Dude, no Stairway. I'll be the millennial, Jim.
That was awesome, man.
So, yeah.
Seriously, my dick got wet and I didn't even know it did that.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah. Jim, Big Jim is ready for insertion.
Damn right he is. I got to warm him up, you know, until I whip out like the Pantera.
More, please.
Yes.
Take it, Samantha.
Yeah.
So there's actually a ukulele cover of Pantera's Walk. I'll send that to you on Instagram. I was like, that's so cool. Hold on. Let's see if I can reach it.
Rest in peace, time bag.
Yeah.
Metal.
So, yeah.
Early little ukulele.
Yes! Fucking badass. See, and that's the win. Honestly, this, all this shit, this is, let's see. The first time I ever had an electric guitar was my freshman year in high school. Ooh. And I've never had a chance to take lessons. I've learned everything I know through tabs and videos and just playing.
Fuck.
So all this shit, honestly, like if you take one of those 10-year-olds who gets all the lessons, the good gear, the instruction, the time to practice on a regular basis and actual structure to their life, that's why fucking, you know, 10-year-olds can whip out solos from Metallica and shit. And, yeah, I look at them and go, fuck you.
And then their, and then their stepdad takes them to a Steel Panther concert.
Yeah.
Did you see that video? That was remarkable.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, again, it's like the kid who got pulled up on stage at an Ozzy Osbourne concert and was whipping out the solo for fucking Crazy Train. It's like, that's kid amazing. Couldn't have been maybe more than 9 years old. And it's like, fuck.
The guitar they put on him was probably bigger than he was.
Right?
And he's just like killing it.
Oh, dude, he was rocking it. Ozzy lifted him up on his shoulder and he's still playing the solo and fucking that's nailed insane. It down.
See, metal guys care.
Right. We do, metal right care. Until we realize that fucking children can play guitar better than we can. Then it's bullshit.
Just like, well, shit.
God damn it.
Well, I'm so curious, yeah. Danny. So maybe in high school, there may have been a gal that you were sweet on, and you were like, I'm going to write her a song. I'm going to change your life. And I'm going to
make
– You did that? I did that for my wife.
Which was his high school sweetheart.
Yep.
Well,
she was my middle school sweetheart. But, yeah, I wrote her a song back in the day, and unfortunately, I have never played it for her in its entirety, because for me it was supposed Until to be my today. Magnum opus, and so I wanted it to be right, and I knew where I was limited by my abilities, so I've worked on it over the years trying to get it right, and it just hasn't been. She's heard most of it, but not all of it, and yeah, it's a creature of a different color for sure.
That's
so you're working on like a Mr. Hetman's opus.
Yeah.
Hetman's opus.
Yeah. Mr. Hetman's opus. Absolutely.
There's the name.
And again, it's a super soft song, bro.
You
want
to go to a super soft birthday party?
Hell yeah. Super soft birthday party.
Cause metal guys can, you know, we can have emotions too, man.
Hey, you know? Monster Ballads proves every hard rocker has a soft spot.
My eyes aren't crying. They're spitting at the stage because there's so much metal.
Yeah. Are you ready to get Something your like fucking that. Faces melted off?
With tears? Tears of hot love?
Hot love.
Hot tear love.
When I was in high school, there was a gal at a different high school that I had a crush on, and I felt like the only true way to express my feelings and to really seal the deal was to write her a song on the piano, which was the only song that I really knew that I kind of made myself, kind of cobbled it together, and I wrote lyrics to go with it, and it was like the cheesiest cornball. Like, I'm trying to remember some of this, like staring up at the sky, watching all the birds fly by, shit like that, like just total bad poetry.
You, sir, are a poet and a scholar.
Well, here's the thing, though, because I kind of shot myself in the foot. I made this awesome tape, cassette tape, because I'm going to blow the dust off the story. Made a cassette tape, put the cassette recorder on the baby grand, that was my dad's, put it on the baby grand so I could play it and record and sing the whole thing. And we ended up going to national. Well, our schools ended up going to nationals that year for speech and debate. And so we got to go because my dad was a judge, her mom was a judge. So we got to go and didn't have to compete. We just got to hang out at this hotel in West Palm Beach, Florida for like 6 days.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so I'm like, okay, don't tell her how you feel because you got that tape that you worked really hard on, right? So just like, just try and keep those, but I couldn't keep it contained. And I took a shot, told her that I liked her. She did the thing that like the cool hot girls do where they lean in, like they're going to kiss you. Then they kiss you on the forehead.
Ah, balls.
Like the fucking like friend zoned at the snatching defeat from the lips of victory. But I still had this fucking tape that I made, like just burning a hole in my pocket. So, I got her that tape and then we were on a shopping trip and I found like this knickknack shop. I'm like, I gotta get her something. Right. Cause I'm dumb and Catholic. And so like, I'll buy her love. That's the only way I know how.
That's okay.
I found this like, and she still has it. It's awesome. We're still friends to this day. It's little wooden egg that, like, you can just put, I guess, jewelry or drugs or something in.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was hand-carved by a local artisan, you know. And, it was just – and the tape fit perfectly in there. So I gave her the egg and with the tape. I went over to her house because I'm like, perfect. I'll get her cornered and let her know that I know where she lives.
Like
a true romantic.
Yeah.
And so I get there 90s to her house.
Kids, guys. This is what you did then.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And that's why Me Too laws are in effect. No, I'm just kidding.
Staying in a
mess. And you wonder why I'm single. You wonder why. But no, I get to her house, and as I'm walking up to the door, she's coming out of her house. So she was on her way somewhere, and then she's just like, oh, shit, this is unexpected. unexpected and awkward.
There we go.
I was just like, hey, I know we talked in Florida and all, but I made this for you. And then I handed her the egg, and she looks at it, and she's like, for real? Like, I think it still had the price tag. Like, I had scribbled out the price, but.
To get rid of the made in China?
This was in the 90s, so we were good. But no, no, not the egg. What's in the egg? And she's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, didn't think any further than that. So I was just sort of stuck in this awkward limbo. And she's like, well, I got to go meet some friends. I'm like, cool. I got to go too. Somewhere. And then I just kind of wandered off. But yeah, awkward high school. I got a bunch of those that I could probably put into like a segment. But
Big Jim's Crash and Burns.
Swing and a miss with Big Jim.
No, I feel for you, buddy. Unfortunately, here's the sucky part about, you know, playing guitar in general. It's like when I was in high school, I thought it was going to make me the coolest fucking cat on the planet. What I came to realize is my girlfriend at the time / wife-to-be couldn't give a shit less. Just nothing. Made no register whatsoever. It's like, and? It's like, oh, okay. I'm going to go be cool over here with my friends. You know? So unfortunately, being a guitarist has never won me any, like, oh my God, points or style points at all. It's like, oh, you play guitar. Good for you. I breathe as well. It's like, shit.
Fuck your dream. Like, goddamn, no, really?
It's okay. It's kept me humble in my life. Because I'll be honest with every time I would try to get better or try to play harder and, you know, really drill myself to get, you know, scales and things like that, it sucks being a musician who constantly wants to be better, because every time you take a break and you're like, I wonder if there's some videos on how to do this, and you'll pull up a random video on YouTube of this guy just fucking flying everywhere with perfect technique and perfect style, and you just sit back and look at him and go, fuck, I don't even know if I want to try anymore. This is horseshit. I ain't going to get there. My hands can't do that.
I got these tiny little hands. I tried playing guitar once, and it just did not work out for me. It was just really not. And plus, the teacher was also, like, a year younger than me. So I just – and she'd been playing for a while. So it's not that she couldn't teach. It's just that, like, she didn't know how yet, you know. Right. It just didn't come together. She's very sweet. Cool person, but it just wasn't working out. And I couldn't stretch my fingers to get to any of the scales. I'm just like, man. And then because I've got tiny little carny hands, like even sometimes with the ukulele, I have to get used to sort of curving my wrist so the tips of my fingers hold down the strings and not the flat of my fingers. So that's harder to do. So
could it be all the cabbage residue on those tiny carny fingers? Is that possibly?
I mean, that helps me move. That helps, you know, keeps the strings nice and limp.
Metal coleslaw right there. Well,
where do you want it?
it's really interesting, though, that you say that, though, Danny, because at the high school that I went to, I played football for Catholic High, and our team was not good at all at that time. They since rebounded and became like this crazy, like really good, like state champions multiple years in a row after I left. I played for 6 years. I casted a wide net that whole time. We were just fucking, oh, it was horrible. But our marching band was like, I never saw street cred among, like, the band nerds before. And, like, when my high school marching band rolled in, like, I could see, like, people were like, oh, damn, there they go. And we're like, hi, football players also here. They're like, yeah, we'll get to you. We're waiting for the bet. You know? And, like, here I am trying to get into the game. And I'm just kind of rocking out, a little swaying a little bit. Because I was a slap dick, as you could not guess, in high school. But no.
like the
I'm
the,
shocked.
Huge revelations on this week's Not Another Music Lesson podcast. But our marching band was like the high school to beat consistently every year. Mr. Brill was like awesome. And like we would have our summer football practices, our murder, like three a days where we're like just dead. And just, it looks like the Civil War because kids are just exhausted and just fell over, you know, just gasping for water, you know, or a medic to give them last rites or some shit. And so I would get up, I'd drag myself, I grab my helmet, my fucking pads and shit, and I'm going in. And I look across to the other side of the field, and the marching band kids are, it's the same way. And they're giving us like the nod, like, we're the regiment coming in. And they're like, the regiment, like, yeah, no, we've been there, bro. Like, respect, too. And so you have no idea, like, what that does to your self-esteem as a football player when you're in the weight room and the piccolo player's like, come on, pussy, put them up. I got to go. I got fucking rehearsal in, like, 20 minutes. I'm like,
yeah.
That's – it's so interesting. And it just – for all of us to come together in this little group, everything just makes so much sense now. Like, Danny, you play the guitar. It did not bring you any, like, coolness. I think you're cool. It's all good. So it didn't bring you anything. Jim, you were a football player. Did not bring you, like, any pussy. Like, it didn't get you anywhere.
None.
I was head cheerleader. Negative. From middle school all the way through high school. I was lead head cheerleader, captain of the cheerleading team. I was not the most popular girl in school. And I never dated a football player.
Oh, my.
So.
See, and that's the thing, too.
Oh, my God.
I was a part of the symphonic band that would play at the high school football games. And yeah, unfortunately, Jim and mine's experience with high school bands are also completely different in the respects that
yeah.
if you were a part of the band, fuck, nobody really cared if you were there. Mm-hmm. Like, you showed up, you did your thing, you made noise while the plays were good, and you kept fucking silent when the other team was whooping your ass. It really wasn't anything unique or special. And unfortunately for me, the only sport I ever did was dragon boats in high school. And now I might be stepping on some toes on this one, but we challenged the football players to come out to a dragon boat practice. We made one of them cry.
Ha.
And it was sheer joy. It was like, oh, you think this is fucking easy, do you?
I remember our band being really good as well. We had a killer band leader. I was not in band, but marching band, but obviously I've never played an instrument until now. But we had a really good marching band. The one thing was our drill team, the dancers. We used to have to change our cheerleading practice spots because they would come and steal our dances.
Ain't that a bitch?
And they sucked. They were not that good, but our cheerleading squad was pretty good. But it was just like, so we had to switch. I was like, it's about to get all bring it on up in here. I will throw up on the bitch. Let's go.
That's fair. But you know what, though? I do want to say something before I lose too much of track on it. You know, when it comes to instruments in general, one thing I think people forget is you're supposed to play it. And I mean, play with it. Like, have fun with it. Don't try to learn scales. If they're boring or hard, don't fucking deal with them. Find something that you enjoy doing. Like, for me, what really brought me into guitar in the first place was I bought mine, and a buddy of mine at school taught me how to play a fucking power chord. So the thing about power chords is they're the basis for every fucking riff you ever loved. And the first one I learned was Glycerin from Bush, and it's just... What's really funny about it, though, and I found this out the hard way, you move that note up just a half, so you're going from the first fret to the second. Mm-hmm. If you play it a little bit different, but that same exact progression, you get Green Day.
Interesting.
Same shit.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're learning the lessons, because we learned the first, like, four basic chords, C, G, F, and A minor. are like the first ones that we're learning. And it's on a C soprano ukulele. So the chords are G, C, E, A. And so, I mean, you could play literally hundreds of songs with just those four chords. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And like, you know, there's a fancy. I mean, all it is strumming pattern. You know, that's, and like keep trying to keep the beat. Like, I can't do strumming pattern chords and sing at the same time. It just doesn't really, that, I mean, it's only been a month. That's not going to click for a while. I'm not a singer anyway.
It's really difficult to get that.
Yeah. Give this quarantine a couple years, Samantha, and I guarantee you, you will be rock solid. You'll be headlining virtual concerts all around your living room. It'll be amazing.
So, do you guys want to hear something that's like super hard rock?
I just want to throw a quick joke in.
Get that shit.
This is one of the few things. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say, Danny, you're talking about the chord progression being the same from Bush to Green Day. But fucking Vanilla Ice is a music thief, right?
Yeah.
That seems to make sense.
Well, no, don't misunderstand. And this was something that I got taught very early on by my father, actually, because I came home one day when I was over at his place, and I was like, Dad, check this out, you know? I was like, God, that is so fucking easy. The first words out of his mouth were, you didn't come up with it, though, did you? And I took it to heart as, like, for me, it made sense to think that a great song doesn't have to be difficult. A great song can be very simple in every way, shape, and form, and it's just amazing, you know, because of what it is.
Oftentimes, also, the simpler, the better.
Well, honestly, a lot of the times it is. I mean, shit like the music that I came up with Herkimer that James and I had played, most of that stuff is really rudimentarily easy to play for the most part. But, Sam, show me some metal.
All right. This is super metal, okay, you guys? One of the very few things I can play and sing at the same time.
Cool. All right. Bring it, dude.
I just want to make sure your faces don't melt, okay?
We've got fire.
Ma, ma, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame. One for the little boy who lived down the lane. Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any... Whoops. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full.
Fucking beautiful. Beautiful. Come on. Well done. Well done.
The metal gods smile upon you this day, Stark.
Let's see if you can recognize this, because I've been learning the chorus of this, but I don't know the whole song yet, and I don't know the strumming patterns to it yet, but let's see if I can...
Well said.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Nope.
No?
Hey, we want some pussy by Two Live Crew?
Guttural Facebook? Cannibal Corpse?
No. It's the Beatles, Let It Be.
Nice!
Oh.
See, and just... you know what's weird? I know I'm always in like a super minority when it comes to this, but I have never really been a big fan of the Beatles.
Neither is Ryan. He hates them.
And here's the thing. For me, like, I don't know. This was one of the ones I did learn, though.
Blackbird, baby.
Yep.
Blackbird.
I know that song. I've never been a massive fan of it, but I know it. And it's like...
It's pretty.
It is pretty. But again, for me, you know, it's all about metal. Because metal.
Yeah, one of the One of the early songs that we're learning is called Riptide, a song I've never heard before, but they're like, it's really good for chord changes and like learning a quicker strumming pattern, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool. I don't know this song. I've never heard it before, but I've been playing the strumming pattern and the chords for the last month because so I can get some practice. And I'm like, okay.
What I recommend to you, Sam, as far as like playing the strumming pattern, don't think about the fingering so much. Just think about the feel of the...
Yeah. Well, that's what I've been doing is I've been like, I'll just hold a C down and then I'll do a strumming pattern. Then, because just so I can practice the moving the to chord faster, because that G is just killer for me, but I'm getting better at it. It's just, so I'll just do the strumming pattern for a couple times, just holding one down, and I'll switch to the other, do the same strumming pattern for a couple times, just so I can... Like, okay, this is how this all works together, just in a slowly, and then slowly speed up and get a little quicker as I learn different songs and things like that.
Always start slow, get comfortable with playing it slow, and I mean like even at half tone. So if I was to... You start slow and you move up to it. One of the things I always tell people when like they're trying to learn guitar, get Rocksmith. Because Rocksmith allows you to take sections of a song that are really hard to figure out and slows them down to a fucking crawl.
Mm-hmm.
So you can then... And you get used to that rotation, and then it's like, okay, well, you 100%ed it that time. You hit every note. Let's boost you up a little bit and see if you can handle. It's a wonderful progression to get you to that point. So don't worry about coming out the gate and just being like, oh, low battery.
I get, like, a lot of things when I'm learning something, I do get impatient because I'm like, I want to do this now, but I've been pretty patient with this one. It just depends on, I don't know if I want to be good at something or not. If I just want to get through something, I'm like, fuck it, let's just go. But if I want to like actually focus and be good at something, it's like, okay, take your time. So
I'm going to tell you a secret too. It's my little secret. When you want to play, find a chord you like. Play it until you don't like it anymore. That's all. You play it. You just get comfortable with relaxing your wrist and getting in that motion of... Have fun with it. Play it. Try not to focus too much on lessons or chords or anything. Just find a chord that's comfortable for you to hold.
Well, even what's funny,
the fuck out.
Even what's funny with like with the online lessons, they tell you to just go have fun. It's meant to be played. Just toy with it. This is, you know, this is all for fun. And the one like the 10 lessons I'm playing, I'm stopped at lesson 5 because it basically is like, don't move on to the next ones until you feel more comfortable. And you've got a couple songs under your belt, and it's just like, just pick something you like and follow along, you know? So there's a couple of channels on YouTube that I do follow that do tutorials. So like I can play all of Let It Be, but I have to play it slowly and along with the thing. So I'm just like, okay, because I don't have it memorized yet. A bridge memorized, but that's it. So
that's okay.
Woo!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the view.
At least I'm close.
But no, it's absolutely
just
right.
Wait till we're in person. Just kidding.
What I recommend to people who are having a hard time, you know, getting frustrated with not being able to get it. Thank you again.
My computer doesn't like me.
take one section, like the part that you know, like the part that you have memorized, and play the fuck out of it. Mm-hmm. Play it until you can't. You can do it without looking at the rig. You can do it without looking at your hands, and get comfortable with that. Even if you start slow, just keep doing it until you know it backwards and forwards, and then have fun with it. Yeah. Mess with it. Play with it. Have fun. And then move on to the next section. And again, systematically go through and learn it. That's the only way I've managed to get through any of the songs I know how to play, is because I just slowly, systematically went through them and figured them out individually, and their parts, the difficult parts, the solos. I had to slow down to a crawl because I have fat fingers. They don't move so fast. Thick.
You only get two keys, okay? So, Jim, how long did you play the piano for?
Just like elementary school and high school, for the most part. Kind of
piano. You had like formal lessons, or?
No. I mean, again, some people tried. My dad tried to teach me, but I didn't have the patience and the attention span for it. That wasn't quite apparent in my ADD at the time. So I just couldn't sit still long enough to kind of really put in the time to get comfortable and to build that momentum. But what I found as an unlikely outlet was my local Blockbuster, in the video game section for the PlayStation, I located a game that never heard of before, and just sort of rented on a whim, called MTV's Music Generator. And what it was a built-in bunch of sound effects and cuts and like settings and reverb and stuff like that, and kind of like a cool edit setup, so that you could take these chunks and patch them together and record them, save them. You could play with all kinds of different aspects of it. And I started slapping some things together. It sounded pretty decent. And I would just fuck around with it for a little bit. I look at the clock. It's been hours. And it's like, it didn't even feel like I was working. I just was like playing. I was having fun.
I was gonna say, usually music helps things like ADD and any sort of like learning disability. Usually music helps. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I was able to channel all my unrealized energy off to playing, honestly, because a lot of the times, and this is something, this will be a confession moment here for the Not Another Podcast universe. Before I really knew how to play very well, what I would do is a lot of the times I would just put my guitar on, throw on a metal album that I was in love with songs that just made me happy, and I would just pretend like I was playing along. I mean, I was getting into the motions. I was getting into the feel of it. It's like I pretended like I was playing this bitch live, Milli Vanilli style. Because, girl, you know it's true. But
blame it on the rain.
Toads.
Jim, are you going to a cellar?
That motivated me to learn how to play those specific songs. So when I was pretending like I was playing in front of a live audience, I knew what the fuck I was doing. Mm-hmm. So it made me very, very energetic when I did finally play my first live show, which was my freshman year in high school. We did System of a Down Sugar that I played bass for, and Four Horsemen from Metallica.
Oh, and damn. Again,
I rocked the shit out of the bass for them. And it wasn't until my junior year that we did another music show. And this time I was still playing bass, but I took vocals for Hitchin' a Ride, Green Day, and Welcome to Paradise. And then we played Evanescence, Bring Me to Life, but I was just playing the bass for that one.
So while you were doing that, I just have to bring up, Jim, where the hell are you? Because I just went through a journey while you walked through wherever you are.
He's going down to his safe room.
It looks like a bunker.
Well, it'll get even creepier here in a second when you see I'm in the sunroom, but I'm illuminated by Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like the people that I drag back here, they feel like it's like seasonal. It's festive. Plus, it kind of disorients them. It doesn't know, maybe I was asleep for a couple hours, couple months. None of my business. None of my concern.
I was in a coma.
Yeah.
It's the waiting room to the torture dungeon.
Well, I had to get the charger for my phone, so I had to go upstairs real quick. So I had to go through. And, like, both my mom and I have this thing. Obviously, I get it from her. But it's going to sound a little creepy. We like to operate under low light. Like, we won't turn a light on in a room unless we positively have to. And that at some points, it becomes a thing of wills where it's like, I could turn a switch on and find exactly what I'm looking for. Or I could grope around in the darkness like a psychopath. And until I find the thing that I'm looking for, you know, using touch memory and what have you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why the low illumination here. I don't know why.
Maybe just added to that journey. I'm listening to Danny and I'm watching Jim. I'm like, where are you going? What is happening?
It's dark. It's bright. Apparently, there's no ceiling.
I went through many lights. It seemed like several portals. What happened?
Right. Like, there were lights along this venture, but you're not sure if they were illuminating your way back into hell or out of.
Yeah, I don't know which way. Like, where's Pinhead? I mean,
I've turned around, man. I'm scared and it's dark.
At this ring of the inferno, it really doesn't matter, you know, whether you're coming or going. It's just, you know, just got to keep moving. Got to keep shaking.
That's the way you got to be, though. You got to be coming and going if you're in that level of the inferno, buddy.
Mm.
Very true.
Quite true. But I, music flavor-wise, dabbled in just a vast variety of stuff. I've always been in love with music. I mean, I don't like to put labels on things, Samantha. I mean, if you want to be sassy, you know, that just fell apart. That just...
damn it, Jim.
I win. Yeah. Ha. You continue
win.
Your story.
I was talking about my love of music, and I was weak for a moment, and Samantha attacked me. I did not have the ability to repose. I've always been in love with music, and just all different kinds. And, like, for a while in high school, like, the weirder I could find, the better. And I wouldn't go with what some of the stuff people would suggest for me, but, you know, like, I found out that, like, Men Without Hats, the guys that did the safety dance, like, I got that whole album, Antarctica, and I wore that shit out, you know, and it was just like, I liked weird, funky shit. I also liked hardcore rap, whatever it was. Like, I was like, I want to find the juiciest, the thickest embodiment of it. Like, I like
thick,
you know, I wanted, like, if it was going to be R&B, it was going to be the smoothest R&B. It was going to be just like, girl, just go ahead and take these panties off right now. And, like, it would just be the shit. You know, metal. Like, I wasn't dabbling with some low-grade shit. I was like, it's Metallica. It's fucking Lamb of God. It's fucking, you know. And then I found out about Gwar. My whole life changed. But, like,
God, show dude.
You know, show
you would tunes. Love Lordi.
Lordi?
Yep. L-O-R-D-I. They are... everything that Gwar is for a show, like, they got the full body makeup, the big fucking outfits, they're all dressed up like monsters and shit. Nice. But their music is really, really fucking good.
Okay. Lordy. I'll look them up.
Yeah, you'll love the shit out of them.
One of Ryan's all-time favorite metal bands. I've only heard a couple songs of theirs, and they are really good. It's Blind Guardian.
Yes! Fuck! Yes, Blind Guardian. For real. For the win. Tell him he is awesome.
I will.
Gosh, yes.
I tell him that all the time.
I love
it. Right after I tickle him.
And he doesn't believe you still.
He's still not. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, you can only lead that horse to water so much before they're like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm just under the impression you're trying to drown me here.
I mean, I've been in those relationships where I'm like, I love you and I care about you. And they're like, no, you don't. I'm terrible. Blah. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Kill me. So.
Right.
Okay. Anyway. I will agree with you then.
Yeah, right. Fine, you're a dick, whatever.
I will say one of my favorite bands that I've listened to recently, and I still kind of hold them up as the penultimate of what I wished I could do with music, is a band called Apocalypse Orchestra. And their music style is like heavy doom metal, so it's very slow, but it's medieval. They have hurdy-gurdies, they got bagpipes, they got these chanting voices that sound like druidic chanting for their singing. So there's no screaming or anything like that, but fuck, is it heavy metal? And it's just, God, it's just so badass. If you ever get the chance, punch them up on YouTube. They really only have one music video out, but their whole album is just, after you watching that music video, you'd be like, well, I hope the rest of the album sounds anywhere near this. And when you listen to the rest of the album, you're like, okay, yeah, no, well played. Well played. That was beautiful.
There's this large Mongolian throat singing.
The Who.
Yes. I've only heard one of their songs and I was just transported. It was fucking amazing.
This is saw the Who when I saw Baby Metal.
Baby Metal, oh my gosh. So there was an interview with Rob Zombie, and this is one of my favorite things ever. And he was touring with Baby Metal, and some guy was giving him shit about it, and he's like, they go harder than you, bro. Like, dick. And I was like,
dude, seriously. Yeah. And that's the thing. I got Big Jim to like Baby Metal without him knowing it was Baby Metal.
True. Very true.
Yeah. Ryan,
you're talking about The Who? Is this a different The Who than I'm familiar with?
Yeah. The H-U.
Okay.
Yeah, they're incredible. Check them out. Oh my gosh. They have this one music video when it's they're all bikers, but it's like still the old school, like the really old school ancient like war tribe, but instead of horseback, they're on bikes, they're on motorcycles. It was amazing. I had never heard of them before. I'd never seen them before. Gosh, it is so, so good. And this is the one thing, like, Ryan had always said that he would never date a girl who's not a metalhead. And I call myself a mainstream metalhead because that's what I grew up with. And that's what I know. So I didn't know all these offshoots. I didn't know anything about the Finnish metal. I didn't know anything about Scandinavian metal. I knew nothing about it. I'm still very, like, on the fringes of it. But because of Ryan, he told me one day, just put my Pantera on Korpiklaani, who is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know, Korpiklaani, don't hit like or dislike, just let it play and then see what you like. And there's only like a couple things and I'm like, that's a little too much for me. But I've been introduced to Turisauce. I've been introduced to Sabaton and all these other like just fucking awesome bands. And I'm like, holy shit. One of my absolute favorite new things that I've learned about is pirate metal.
Yep.
Things
like Ailstorm.
Ailstorm, fucking incredible.
You would like a Nanowar of Steel.
Yeah.
So Nanowar of Steel is like a Norwegian metal band that they love making fun of like black metal and they like making fun of Vikings and shit like that. So one of their songs was Val Hallelujah.
Oh, I've heard. I think I've heard that.
Yeah, that's Nanowar of Steel. And there's just, they have such wonderful variety. Like, I think I'm in love with a gargoyle. and it's just stupid shit. And one of the things that got me into them was Psycho Stick, which Psycho Stick is my favorite comedy metal band that I've ever heard. They have just the stupidest fucking songs ever, but they're gloriously metal and hilarious. And yeah, I found them. Which, weirdly enough, brought me to a band called Bloodywood. And Bloodywood is from India. And I think everybody had seen, like, the video meme of, you know, meanwhile in India, they're doing this. One of the first songs that hit YouTube was a song called Tarak Tarak. And it's just a weird hodgepodge of different memes splashed in. It's super fast, super almost unintelligible. But every song they've had since then is just well composed. A lot of their messages are upbringing, you know, they make you feel good, you know, talking about how we stand together, we're stronger together, fuck everybody else kind of thing. It's really fucking cool. But yeah, if you guys want to check out something that'll make you giggle, look up Psycho Stick.
Psycho
I've heard of Psycho Stick. I don't think I've ever actually listened to them.
You should. It's good for you.
So I don't remember exactly what time we started. And
oh, I think we're way over.
There's not a counter here. So I only said, are we over? I mean, we're coming up on about an hour, if not a little over. So last final thing. What would be your dream instrument if you could master it in a day?
In a day?
Like a wizard comes with a wand and says, boom, you are the ultimate master of this instrument.
Good question. I mean, I would love as basic electric guitar or just guitar in general. There's just such an energy that it evokes from people, And for me specifically, when I hear somebody and you see it live and you see them doing it, it's just like, it's mind scrambling. So that's, me, I mean, it's as basic as that, I would just go guitar. I just don't have the patience or the fucking Jimmy Dean fingers to be able to pull it off.
Well, the wizard will help that.
Give me skinny fingers. Oh, that'd be creepy. Fat guy with skinny fingers. What's his problem?
The wizard
good
would
for reaching it into those tight places, Big Jim.
Now that I mean,
Pringles speaking from experience, I can't get into.
The tighter places with the bigger fingers is better.
You know, it's weird.
Samantha starts hard and she ends hard. Damn.
Sam always ends hard.
I'm super Samantha hard ends. For you guys.
Super hard. Super.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, it's really tough to kind of pull that kind of trigger because, I mean, it's like for me,
it
since
I've
spent...
It doesn't mean you can't learn the others. Doesn't mean you can't learn anything right. else. Just one that you could master. Be a master.
Well, and that's the kicker. It's like I've spent so much time in my life trying to learn how to play guitar and try to be better at guitar that if I was to have a wizard basically poof me into legendary status of knowledge and ability, it would almost kind of feel like a waste. So I would then be looking at other instruments that I have never been that proficient at that I've always wanted to. And for that, I would say drums.
Hmm.
Because the way I figure it, I can play guitar for the most part. I'm no master by any measure. I can play pretty good. I can hold a rhythm. But the one thing I can't do is I cannot get the right type of drum beats to go with my riffs because I'm just not that good of a drummer. So if I had the ability to be a phenomenal drummer, that means I would only need a vocalist to fill in that last void.
And there he is now.
Well, yeah, no shit, right? I'd be okay with that. But yeah, that's honestly the instrument I would probably pull just because I understand drums and I can play them okay. Like you give me a jazz beat, oh, it's on. I can handle that. But you talk about pulling like some Vinnie Paul metal shit, not a chance in hell.
Hmm.
So yeah, I would pull drums.
So okay. The one thing, now tell me if this counts, even though it was my question, but I'll leave it up to you. Tell me if this counts would be...
Skin flute does not count.
Me. I've always wanted to be able to sing. Does that count as an instrument or
absolutely.
Just ability?
Okay.
Absolutely. It takes massive amounts of training and years of dedication and study to get it to be right.
I wish more than anything. I mean, if you guys said no, piano would have been my go-to. But I love singing. I love it, but I'm terrible at it. I've been in choir my entire life. I can hear. I have a great ear. I can hear and I can match pitch to what is that face? And I can match pitch to anybody. So as long as I have someone to listen to, it's perfectly fine. But
I'm going to go ahead and say that's some malarkey right there because Sam, you have a beautiful voice.
Ooh.
And I bet if you relaxed your sphincter enough to allow your singing voice to come forth in full power, it would sound glorious. But you just have to allow yourself to kind of take that leap of faith and not really worry about how it sounds so much to anybody else. So long as it sounds good to you, that's all that's important.
That is
I
so
would just
terrifying.
Like to- I just have to offer up on the Patreon. If you go to level 4, you will get, I'd say, probably 4 or 5 lessons from Dancing Danny's Stinky Pinky vocal lessons, wherein he teaches you to properly relax your sphincter and really find that inner voice within you saying, please, God, stop touching me there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if that's what I got to do, then, you know, right up in there, I'll go. You'll never hit soprano different again.
doom.
I am a performer. You know, I will do, I don't care how idiotic I look if it's in the script and it's good. Like, I will commit to a fucking, I do not care. But when it comes to singing in front of people, especially myself, I will cry. Like, I had one line to sing and I was stressing about it, but it was more of like a speak sing. So that's the only reason I was like, okay with it. I had one line to sing in the Top Notch Tangler theme song and I can't do it. I still don't do it to this day. I just speak sing it. And I can't. The thought of singing in front of people by myself, like just makes me want to cry and curl up into a little ball. I can't, no. Nope. And I more than anything, my entire life, I just wish I want to sing. I wish I could sing. So.
I have a few advisos for you, but we'll save it for another day.
Because, again, yeah, we're going over. So I'm going to say, don't forget to check us out on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. I said the right one this time, Jim. Shut up.
Yeah.
Check us out at Not Another Podcast on Facebook at notanotherpodcast.com. You can also find a bunch of us on Twitter and other places, Instagram. So don't forget to check us out on Patreon. Hi, Drew. We have one Patreon so far. I have not heard anything new from Bryce. He's the one who curates it. So if there's a new one, we'll get to you next week. But welcome to the family. And I'm so sorry and happy that you're here.
Me too.
Patreon.com/notanotherpatreon. We are so very branded at this point. This meeting is even called Not Another Zoom Meeting. So
and yeah, here we go. Be prepared to be uncomfortable. And you're welcome for it.
That's right.
All right. I have been Samantha.
I'm Jim.
I've been Dan.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Peace.
Okay. I have no idea what to do next.
Leave.
Stop. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.